The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening. Oh, what was that? My voice is changing. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Dr. Mike McFarland, PhD, in studio with me this morning, and Haley Nutt and Brenton Phillips. They are the co-founders of Tribal Juices, and we're going to be talking all about that. We've got a segment coming up here in a little bit. How's everybody doing?
Doing great.
Doing great.
I'm jacked up. Danny, I don't know what to do with myself.
Maybe no more coffee.
Yeah, no more.
Well, I don't think it's the caffeine. I don't know. I think it's because I got so much peace over the weekend, so much quiet out in the. I was actually on a wilderness refugee with horses and donkeys and goats and pigs and I'm sure there's plenty of snakes out there too, but I didn't see one. But it was I was on a property that was that it's a wilderness. What do you call that?
Refuge.
Yeah, like a wilderness refuge. Certified, and it's this big. Refuge, and it's it's divided up into six properties, I believe, and one of the houses is my niece's, and so all the little cousins got together, and
terrific.
But I got not abandoned. I had to drive my oldest daughter back to get the rental car because it's way outside. It's about an hour outside of Katy, and it's really a wildlife refuge, and so I had to drive her out there, and I was going to take one of the puppies because there was two mama dogs too, with a ton of puppies. Like if you love puppies, you would be in absolute heaven because there was a little mama dog with two little teeny weeny puppies that were like 2 weeks old. And then there was another mama dog. Oh, you would have loved it, Lexi. You would have gone crazy. In fact, I'm probably going to go get a couple of the puppies and bring them back here to Dallas. But I just couldn't take the puppies from their mommy yesterday. It was because I started crying. I tried to. And that's when my daughter, I said, listen, I'm not leaving. I'm just going to wait for them to come back here and get me. And then we'll drive on to Dallas. And I've never driven in Texas off of 45 to go to Houston. And so I went a completely different way. What did that do to my brain, Dr. McFarland?
It confused you. I'm just guessing.
No. But isn't it good for your brain to like do things, take a different route?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
In order to like build your frontal lobes.
Can stimulate creativity, put your mind in a different mindset.
Yeah. Well, at
get
one
you
point,
out of your comfort zone.
Oh, it did. And so I was like, I was like, I don't know. I have no idea where I'm going. So I had to trust the GPS. But at one point, because I had a few written directions first, and then she said, and then just put on the GPS, my niece. And so I was like, okay. And so I got to this one point, and I was like, oh my gosh, I got like wigged out. Like I felt like I was in that movie Crossroads where I didn't know which way to go. it was really, really funny. And so anyway, I asked this nice country gentleman that was going by in a pickup, of course. I like waved him down. I'm like, am I going the right way? I want to go to Dallas. And then he said, well, do you want to go the fast way or the short way? And I said, well, they're the same, aren't they? And he said, no, they're not. And I said, okay. So he explained it to me. And anyway, so I took all these little back roads and saw the most beautiful homes.
That's the best way to do it.
And animals and everything. I kind of was a little wigged out too because it was, what do you call it when it's two-way traffic like that? You used to hear the stories. You don't hear them so much anymore because so many people drive freeway, but a lot of head-on collisions.
Oh, right.
Before freeways were massive everywhere. And so that kind of weirded me out a little bit because some of those people will clip by you.
Sure.
They're used to the road. Mm-hmm. They know where the curves are. I don't. And
know when they can pass and know when they shouldn't.
Right. And I wasn't in my Panamera. I was in a sports utility vehicle.
Okay,
so I was
good.
Up a little higher. So I felt, oh my gosh, I don't want to tip over. I'm so used to being flat to the ground in my paranoia.
Paranoia. Love that car. It's a good one.
Oh, my gosh.
When is your car going to be ready?
Hopefully today.
Okay.
Hopefully today. I'm so out of sorts not even having my car.
I know.
I can't even drive the way I normally drive. But I broke this one in. It was a new car.
Uh-huh.
It's ready to roll for the next person.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, we're going to be talking about your tribal brand here today. So I was in Royal Blue Grocer about,
Love Royal Blue.
Yeah, I do too. Absolutely. So I was in there. I don't know, a couple of months ago, and I thought it was you, Haley, but it was your cousin, because you guys look like the Bobbsey twins. Seriously, you do look a lot alike, and I only saw her one time. So anyway, but yes, we're going to be talking about what it's like to start a company, and you have a cafe opening too here in Dallas. It's going to serve all raw, you know, vegan, vegetarian.
Oh,
I want to hear all about your menu. I do, because times are changing, and I love it. I love people that have the guts to jump on that bandwagon and invest that money and that time to do the right thing to provide us all better places to eat. So can't wait to hear all about it. And you are a nutritionist?
Yes, certified nutritionist and raw food culinary chef from Matthew Kinney.
Does it get any better? Oh, my gosh. If she was trained in Santa Monica.
That's awesome.
And so, yeah, so I can't wait to talk all about it. Raw food is becoming so popular.
It is,
and you're going to have to make some fat bombs. You're going to have to put some fat bombs on your menu.
I am definitely working on those recipes right now. I love that you know what that is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Those in your coffee.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
Well, so we were going to open a restaurant called Keto Cafe. We joked about it. Ooh. This was back 4 years ago when I first started learning about the ketogenic diet with Sean Wells, who's an expert and a scientist with the ISSN. Who's a regular on the show, brilliant mind, brilliant formulator. But yeah, so we used to joke about it. And I actually ordered the ketogenic cookbook this morning that I saw on Dave Espery's website, because I'm going to start making that paleo bread.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start making it at home.
What's it made with?
Okay, I knew you'd ask.
What kind of grain? What kind of flour?
So let me think. Okay, so they put, it's got a lot of eggs, and then I'm gonna pull up the recipe it's in my phone.
I'm guessing it's not wheat flour.
No, it's not. I'm trying to think of what it is. I think it's really crazy simple. I'm like, that's it? Are you kidding me? It just had a lot of eggs in it.
Uh-huh.
You whip the egg white first and get it real fluffy, and then you, I think it was, it might be as simple as this, though. It was like a half a cup of some sort of whey protein, probably Dave's brand, I'm guessing, and then and the yolks. And so you put the yolks in the half a cup of whey. I'm remembering. See, I did my Reddit.
Come on back.
I'm just making me hungry.
And but it's just, and then you just slightly fold it. You know, just until it is mixed, you know, barely. What's the word I'm looking for? Incorporated. Just till it's incorporated, and then you stop, and then you pour it into a loaf pan. I have to say, if it's completely keto and I can get my bread without, because even last night, okay, so here's another great thing out there. You know the Hawaiian rolls that have been around for years and years and years? Well, another company has come along and made them organic.
Ooh.
Awesome. Yay. And genius. They were a natural grocery last night, so I let my daughter actually buy. I never let her buy them. I'm like, they're not non-GMO. They're not organic. We're not buying them. Mm-hmm. I feel like I need a button when I go through the store, you know, to press, to repeat that like hundreds of times throughout the store. But yeah, so I'm going to start making my own keto bread.
That's awesome.
You should probably do that at the cafe, too.
Probably should. Maybe I should source it from you.
Yeah, well, I'd be happy to come and
show.
Well, you're a cook, too. So we're both cooks.
We can collaborate.
Chefs. I'm not calling myself a chef. I'm not a chef. I'm just an excellent cook. I really am, from years of practice.
Yeah.
From many different culinary, I think the first thing I learned how to make when I was, well, first Italian food with my aunts, but I'm talking outside of my ethnicity. I had a German boyfriend, and his mother made all this like rouladen, you know, and the German potato salad. Probably a lot of the stuff that you ate, Danny, growing up German. Your mother was German, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of meat. Lots of potatoes.
Well, I didn't eat a lot of meat even back then. I think I was actually a vegetarian even back then, but or close to it. But
a lot of kraut.
Absolutely, a lot of kraut, and well, I'm gonna start making my own kimchi. I have a friend, Carla. She's on the show, Carla Palmer. She made these beautiful homemade kimchis with asparagus, and they were beautiful. The way she's very artistic. The way she put them in there, they're in my refrigerator. They'll be ready to eat in a couple of days. But I'm feeling very domesticated. I felt like Snow White out in that refuge, I have to tell you. Yesterday, I had animals everywhere. I almost started like singing, you know. But
you had puppies instead of dwarfs.
I had puppies right? instead of dwarfs. Right. It was fabulous. And so, Chantel and Brandon, my nephew and niece, just opened an Medici restaurant in Katy. And it's non-GMO. Almost everything on the menu is non-GMO. It's a concept that started in California. Can't remember the name of the founder, but... really good pizza, really good, just really good food. And it's, again, it's nice to see this new, fresh, these new fresh minds coming into the restaurant business that are trying to provide us all with great places to eat. And so Medici, in fact, if you email us, I'll send you a coupon to get a free pizza in the mail.
Awesome.
I forgot that we were going to do that. So yeah, so you can email us at
OneLifeRadio1, the number one, at Gmail.
At gmail.com. And we'll put one in the mail for you if you live in the Katy, Houston area and want to try it out. So yeah, I've had a busy weekend. Busy
Sounds
weekend.
Like
and we've got a great show coming up. Dr. Mike McFarland, he's a PhD. He's going to be talking about the myths. That's always such a hard word to say for me. Myths. Of healthy obesity. Can't wait.
Right.
Okay. All right. Everybody stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Hi, it's Bernadette. Introducing Charlotte's Web new hemp-infused coffee. Cannabis coffee that doesn't get you high. Boost your morning with antioxidants and neuroprotectants. A calm cup of coffee for improved focus and clarity. Charlotte's Web new 5280 hemp-infused coffee from Snow Street Coffee and Charlotte's Web. Dedicated to quality and responsibly sourced products. Colorado companies Snow Street Coffee and CW Hemp have come together to create a great tasting coffee that features the unique benefits of cannabinoids. In creating this coffee, great taste was and is the priority. Roasted in small batches, 5280 Coffee blends a mix of diverse coffees from the Central American Highlands. Their whole bean coffee is always roasted medium for full coffee flavor and balance, and then infused with a blend of CW cannabinoid extract in MCT-rich coconut oil. Once combined with the unmatched care that goes into Charlotte's Web, the results are a fantastic cup of coffee with an added daily health and wellness boost. Available in a 12-ounce resealable bag with 500 milligrams of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. Find them at cwhemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
There's no easier way to add color to your life than to decorate your home and garden with lights. They aren't just for Christmas. Pink, teal, purple, light up your yard, dorm room, or add sparkle to your birthday party. Find every color under the sun online at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Dr. Mike McFarland, PhD, in studio with me this morning. With us, I've got Haley Nutt and Brenton Phillips. Haley Nutt and Brenton Phillips started Tribal in 2015. They are the co-founders. It is a raw food. Haley is a raw food culinary chef from the Matthew Kenny Institute in Santa Monica. Together, they have grown and expanded Tribal cold pressed juices distribution through the state of Texas, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. And their newest endeavor will be the Tribal Cafe, offering wholesome food, juice, spirits, and herbs nestled into the Bishop's Arts District here in Dallas, Texas. But we're not going to talk about that yet. I just wanted people to really understand all the players, because Mike McFarland is a regular on the show. He's been on for quite some time, and he's a PhD, a licensed psychologist in the state of Texas with a private practice here in Dallas. Dallas, Dr. Michael provides individual therapy to adolescents through adulthood, and he specializes in the treatment of anxiety disorders, obsessive compulsive spectrum disorders, and male body image and eating disorders. You can find all of our experts at oneliferadio.com, and you can also find Dr. McFarland at McFarlandPsychology.com. Always love having you on the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
And I like, you're welcome. This topic today, the myths of healthy obesity. Okay,
right.
So with the issue of overweight, you know, no obesity in the news on a daily basis, it's all you hear. You know, mm-hmm. we do get conflicting messages,
don't we? Yes, we do.
And so some experts tell us to be concerned by the potential long-term consequences of obesity, while other experts are starting to encourage us to accept ourselves no matter what the size. So who's right on this issue?
Well, maybe both parties are right, but it
gets
a little bit confusing in the translation. And what's tough is, you know, on the one hand, it's important for us to accept ourselves. We have a growing what they're calling the fat acceptance movement. Sometimes you hear fat liberation or fat activism, fat power. I don't know if you've heard any of those terms, but most of those are sort of grassroots groups, and it's collectively a movement that is saying, hey, we're fat.
Sorry.
We embrace the fact that we're obese and we're happy with ourselves, content with our lives, and we're living happy, healthy lives. So that's it on the one hand, and a big part of that is acceptance and not body shaming.
Right. Acceptance of anything that you can't control is a very good stance for good mental health. Anyway,
things that you
right?
can't control, absolutely.
Yes, things
and
that you have to accept, things that you yeah. cannot change.
Yes, excellent point. That's a great point. But the thing is, we can change obesity. You know, it's
right.
A person is not obese. A person has obesity.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you think of yourself as I'm obese or that's an obese person, you're looking at that as an unchanging factor.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at it as a person with obesity, that's like a person with nearsightedness.
Right.
Well, you can get glasses if you're nearsighted.
Right.
You know, and if you're obese, if you have obesity, you can take steps to change that.
Absolutely. And I have to say, a lot of it, you know, depends upon where you live and your stress load. You know, if you're stressed out, you're living in the city, a lot of people right now are really suffering from anxiety. I'm sure
absolutely.
You've seen
yeah.
an increase in it mm-hmm. in your practice. Mm-hmm. And it's like an energy almost. And that, you know, makes me think of this weekend, how amazing I felt for those 7 hours.
Just decompressing.
I was completely
yeah.
alone mm-hmm. in nature with
enjoying
animals.
Enjoying the moment, enjoying
absolutely.
The things that are around you, your immediate surroundings,
yep.
not being worried about the things in your daily life that tend to take away from your joy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to think this is funny. So I saw this watch in this little, I actually saw it at one of your competitors here in Dallas. What is the name? Local. Tiffany Vance Johnson is a friend of mine from years ago. Well, we're still friends, but we've known each other for years. They have a little place called Tribal. I bought a little watch in there, and mm-hmm. it's so Tiffany, too, because I know she picked it out. And it was, it wasn't expensive, but it was this beautiful leather band, and the face of it, guess what it says in the middle of the face of the watch?
Mm. Just, you are beautiful.
No, just the words now. N-O-
oh, that's fantastic.
W. And especially for me, I've just, you know, been personally going through just a lot of things that are just making me really kind of sad. And so, mm-hmm. and I find myself looking forward and looking
sure.
back and
mm-hmm.
having anxiety myself. And of course, yeah. along with anxiety comes depression. Mm-hmm. So I saw this little watch and it says now. And I don't normally wear a watch. And I wish I had it on right now. I meant to grab it, but I forgot. But it's so powerful to live in the
yes.
present moment.
Yes. And yet it's so difficult in our society where we've so loaded our schedules. We tend to be overcommitted and our minds are perpetually going to, I've got this coming up. I've got that to do. And making sure that we're not dropping any of the balls that we're juggling. And that creates anxiety. It's very difficult to stay in the now when 5 minutes from now, something else that you're not anticipating is coming up that you got to be able to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's challenging. And anxiety is a, you know, kind of a chronic problem in our society.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, and it seems just to be getting so much better. And I think I really do. And I brought this in because I got my daughter gets 17 magazine. They give it to us for free. And so I would not buy this for my daughter is the point I'm trying to make, because it does exactly the opposite of what I'm trying to raise her to do. In fact, I've taken her cell phone away from her. She's only going to get it 30 minutes in the afternoon and 30 minutes in the evening. That's it.
Congratulations. Like, that's a big step for a parent to take.
It is. And I'm like, so sick of it. Get the damn phone out of your hands. I mean, I chase her around the house and she can't ever, you know, execute helping me with the house, just certain things. And it's so unhealthy.
And the anxiety, particularly for adolescents who are being bombarded with messages from peers, it heightens the stress and anxiety in adolescents, I think, to levels that we really have never seen before.
Me too. And I think it's directly connected to children having too much access to the phone. And then, you know, the Starbucks card, I'm like, you're shutting down the Starbucks card. You're shutting down the Amazon. You know, she went and got an Amazon account. I mean, she asked me first, but it's like, no, no, no. Mm-hmm. We're going to start doing things a little more old-fashioned.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and so I've got to get back to 17 Magazine. Mm-hmm. On the cover, I actually talked about this before we all went live. Haley and Brenton were laughing. But perfect date ideas by awareness, or excuse me, awkwardness, and this girl's power, how to use your voice to change the world. I like that. But this thing about, you know, hair inspo, waves, you know, just like get your skin looking good. So much pressure. So much pressure.
All on the physical.
Perfect dates, really? Why can't we just wait until we find a boy that we are, like, there's some attraction there? You know what I'm saying?
And what is the expectation that you set if you've got to have a perfect date? I mean, how many perfect dates have any of us had?
Right.
You know, and so for adolescents who don't have that experience, they have an awkward date, which is bound to happen, and they're going to think that they didn't measure up to the 17 Magazine article.
Right. And why do we even have to be doing, why can't we just date the old-fashioned way? And if you run into somebody, you run into somebody. What do you want to say? I love this, don't you?
Yeah, it's a great point. And the title, you know, talking about no more awkward dating, isn't that just back to your original point of control?
Right.
Like, you're just wanting to control things that you can't control.
Which causes anxiety. Right. And that's why it's all connected. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm tossing this across the room.
All right.
Literally.
And when my daughter is old enough to start dating at around 30, you know, we'll see.
Around 30.
But let's get back to this topic, the myths of the healthy obesity in this country. I love that you say that it's both, because you do have to embrace what
you do.
Where you are, who you are at the present moment. You can't go around hating yourself. All that does is make you depressed.
That's right. And back to the whole point about control, we do have control over significant aspects of our body and our health. And so if we suspend the idea that we can't, you know, if we suspend the idea that we have control over our obesity or not, and then we conclude, oh, this is something that's unchangeable, therefore I must hold on to it as a core piece of my identity, then it makes sense. Yeah, you're trying to affirm yourself for something that you can't change. But that is a fallacy, because you can change if you have obesity. You can make lifestyle changes, which we'll get into in a little bit.
Yeah.
And there are good reasons. And that's the other side of this, which is for all the people who are saying, accept yourself, pro-fat, there are, you know, concrete studies. In fact, a recent study that just came out by the University of Birmingham in the UK followed 3.5 million people over a 20-year period. And when they were initially enrolled, they had no markers for any kind of illness that might be associated with obesity. So no metabolic problems like diabetes or signs of heart disease, nothing like that. And at the 20-year follow-up, and all these people were obese, okay, so when they came in, they were younger and they didn't have any of these initial signs. So at the 20-year follow-up period, there were serious health conditions across the board. And the research showed that 96% of the people, 6% more likely if you're obese to develop heart failure. That's really scary.
That is scary.
49% of them are more likely to have heart disease than if you were at a healthy weight or just overweight. 7% higher chance of having a stroke.
Wow.
And so very, you know, it's very concrete. And this was across those 3.5 million people. There really weren't healthy obese people.
Mm-hmm.
And the consequences are, it happens over time.
Well, it's connected to the body.
Yes.
The body becomes inflamed. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we had Dr. Brant Courtwright on the show. He's also a PhD. He wrote the book, The Neurogenesis Diet and Lifestyle, Upgrade Your Brain, Upgrade Your Life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he talks about the connection between stress and depression, you know, and inflammation, that chronic stress causes inflammation. Well, if you get inflamed in your body, mind, it's just not going to function as well. You're not going to sleep as well. Next
That's
thing
right.
you know, your metabolism's jacked up.
Exactly.
And it just continues and mm-hmm. continues.
And then you have disrupted sleep, and then you're more apt to eat because you're sleeping less. So you have hunger pangs that your body doesn't really need the food, but it's just kicking off. And so then you think, oh, well, I'm hungry and I'm awake. I better eat again. And
hey, Danny, that sounds like you.
What?
I'm not a... Mr. Getting Up in the Night and Getting the Chicken Sandwich.
Yeah, but you know what I want to talk to you about, though, Dr. McFarland, is after the break, what do you classify as obese?
Okay,
oh, yeah,
we'll get
good
into
good question.
Because I'm not obese.
No, you're not.
Or at least I don't think I am.
Well, we'll
no,
see.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Oh, no. But all right, everybody, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code ONELIFE at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Do you want to reverse the early signs of aging? Hi, this is Bernadette. Do what I do. Pixel Perfect is an aesthetic laser treatment that lifts away years from your face. It can help reverse the early signs of aging and helps counteract years of sun damage or acne scarring. It provides noticeable results. Imagine a dramatic new you. To learn more, go to LynnRobertsMD.com. That's L-Y-N-N-E RobertsMD.com. Or call 469-232-9300. That's 469-232-9300. And tell them that Bernadette sent you. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Dr. Mike McFarland, PhD, Haley Nutt, and Brenton Phillips. They are the co-founders of the Tribal Juice brand, and I met them at, not you. I keep getting your little close twin cousin. Yeah, she looks just like her cousin who I met and said, oh, I should have you on the radio show. I love what you guys are doing. And, you know, everybody deserves a chance, that free press. And I can tell you a story back in the day of the early days. I'm talking like the early days of Pizza Patron, when we didn't even have enough money to finish the front counter, okay? My former husband and I, and we were down in the Grove, down in the hood, back in the day when there was an armed robbery every single night. And it was scary. And so entrepreneurship is not for the faint of heart on so many levels, and you do have to wear so many different hats. But I forgot what I was going to say. I hate when I do that. What were we talking about?
But that was all interesting.
It was interesting, though, right? No, what were we talking about?
What is defined as obesity?
I know. I know that. No, but no, I lost my train of... Doggone it.
I don't know where you were going with that.
I don't know where I was going with that.
Oh, free press.
And so there was this little, these two SMU students that started this little paper called the Suburban Tribune, and it used to be specifically for the Pleasant Grove area or the not so Pleasant Grove area where we were, our first store was, our first restaurant. And so they took our picture and put us on the cover of the Suburban Tribune. And from that point on, our business just really picked up. What we needed that boost. We needed people to know that we were making, you know, really good quality handmade pizza from scratch, the dough using real good tomatoes and fresh ingredients. And, you know, that was long ago. The company's been, you know, but was sold recently, but it was, you know, but that was the first store.
Right.
And but just that little bit of free press changed everything for us. And you have to give back. It's give and take, like Adam Grant, the author, talks about in his one of his new books. It's a great book, Give and Take. But to get back to where we are with obesity, okay?
Yes.
So,
For those people who might be wondering whether or not they're obese, there are calculators out there online that can determine it. And BMI, or body mass index, is the primary method for calculating obesity. It's an inexact measure because it calculates basically looking at your height and your weight. And that doesn't tell you everything. It tells you more if you're sort of sedentary and not all that active.
Mm-hmm.
But as you become more active, you change your body composition. And as you change your body composition, you might actually gain weight, but that weight could be positive weight because it
right.
could be muscle.
Muscle, because muscle weighs more than fat.
Yes.
And I forget what I used to know that by heart. I don't know it right now. But yeah, definitely. And you can change your body. And that's why you shouldn't weigh yourself. You should not weigh yourself all the time.
Not all the time.
It's a good gauge, though. If you're in the gym for, you know, let's say in a new program, of course you're going to weigh yourself because you want to see, you know, what kind of progress you've made.
And I disagree. I think that you should look at yourself naked in the mirror, sideways, front, back, everything. Take a good look.
Okay.
You know, take some images of
yourself. I mean, when clothes start falling off you, then you're making progress,
indicator.
But you also kind of want to weigh yourself and see how you're doing
there. Yes, because, I mean, just checking yourself out in the mirror can be problematic because many people have a distorted perception of themselves. So when they're looking in the mirror, what they see is like looking through a funhouse mirror, and they oftentimes see themselves as larger than they are.
That's so interesting.
And particularly women, and men are more apt to actually have the reverse, whereas they look in the mirror and see themselves as thinner than they are. And so they might think they look great when, you know, they actually are continuing to put on weight. So that makes that pretty problematic.
Well, you,
as the sole way of determining.
Let me put his credentials out there for those people just now joining us. Dr. Mike McFarland is a licensed psychologist in the state of Texas with a private practice here in Dallas, and he actually specializes in the treatment of anxiety disorders, obsessive compulsive spectrum disorders, and male body image and eating disorders.
That's right. You
would know. And Danny, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna add, you know, the thing about you know, obesity or overweightness. You look at a big bone kid, and chances are 9 out of 10 times the parent is probably big bone. So a lot of it is kind of hereditary. And if it's not hereditary, isn't it true that it's like monkey see, monkey do? If your parents grow up
eating bad habits,
your kid's going to have bad habits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The apple doesn't bounce very far from the tree, right?
Right. That you learn your lifestyle habits initially from your parents.
And does that affect then the, you know, the mind far as what you look at in the mirror?
It certainly can normalize sizes that are larger than healthy. And so you might think, oh, this is fine. And, you know, even the term big boned, sure, there are people who have bigger bones than others, but big boned, you know, is sometimes used to legitimize people who have true body,
dysmorphia.
It could be, but I was going to say more actual eating disorders on the high end of things, like binge eating disorder, for example. Or they're just constantly grazing all the time, and then the justification is, oh, well, they're just big boned. Well, you know, maybe they're big. And their bones might be big in there too, but you know, it's sort of a little bit putting a positive spin on something that may not be so great,
right?
You know?
Well, so if obesity is truly unhealthy, how should we think about ourselves if we have obesity, and what can we do about it?
Well, first of all, we should determine, are we obese? And it's very rough, but again, back to the BMI. If you have a body mass index above 30. 30 or above, you're considered obese. But then there are ranges of obesity. So from 30 to 34.9 is just obese. And then 35 and above is considered severely obese. And I think there are different organizations have given different terms to it. But a BMI of 40 and above is considered morbidly obese for sure. Some people say 35 and above is morbidly.
What is a healthy fat percentage, body percentage for men and women?
Use me as an example, because we just did mine in the break, and I'm 5'9", 195.
Right.
Now, I'm not going to give my measurements, but you...
Oh, go ahead.
But no, I will after this, but... What did you come up with?
Sure. So I used the National Institute of Health has a BMI calculator, and Danny, your BMI calculated at 29. So that is 0.99 points away from obesity, but you're under.
But I'm under.
But that would be something. So you would be in the category that's deemed overweight. So 25.0 to 29.99 is overweight.
Okay, and now
I'm borderline right now. I have been struggling for months with I have a lot of cortisol from a lot of stress, just a lot of things going on, and I'm really struggling with it, and I love my wine at night, and when you're stressed, it makes you want to drink more, you know, it does, and then I even got up and got chocolate last night in the middle of the middle of the night, but like right before I went to bed, I shouldn't have bought it. I shouldn't have bought it. It had pumpkin seed in it, and I love pumpkin seed too, and so it was calling my name, and I got
So getting back to your question about what can we do, you know, how do we think about ourselves if we are obese, not saying you are, but just in general, if we are obese, and what can we do about it? So first of all, remember, you are not your weight, okay? I am not obese. You could say I have an obesity issue right now, but that is not the same thing as that is who I am.
Right.
Right. And so we separate ourselves from the issue. It's an issue that we have, but it isn't us. And therefore, we can change that. We can work on that should we choose to do that. So that's the first thing. You're not defined as a person by your weight. And your weight and your health are two dimensions, two important dimensions of your life, but not all of you. So you still have your career and your family and your spiritual life and your community.
Great point.
All those things are very important. Remember, obesity can be treated. So consider healthier lifestyle choices. We got to exercise. Do the basics. Many people who are obese are not walking 10,000 steps a day. You know, go get a Fitbit and track your steps. Get 10,000 steps and you'll see your weight drop off. And it doesn't take anything to do it. It just takes, you know, parking a little bit further away from the front door of the grocery store or something like that. Taking a 15-minute walk, taking the stairs instead of an elevator, something like that. Eat healthier. Eat more lean meats. Eat raw fruits and vegetables. Limit your consumption of wheat products. Things like that are going to make a difference on your metabolism. They're going to increase your health. They're going to reduce the calories, which we know, you know, really at the bottom line, if you're just stripping it down to the most basics, the reason why you gain weight is that you take in more calories than you consume.
You know what? The ISSN just said that. The Dr. Joey, I believe, Jill Lane told me about it, a paper, a white paper that was just recently released, and that basically calories in, calories out.
Yeah.
And it's that simple.
Yeah. And for losing weight. But then
for losing weight,
the
type
of food, the quality of the foods makes a difference in terms of your overall health. But if you're dropping, if you're trying to drop weight, it's as simple as that. Lastly, in that category, I would say get 8 hours of sleep, because the people who are sleep deprived are finding ways to add an additional meal that they don't even recognize that they're getting.
Danny.
And our bodies aren't geared for that level of calories.
Yeah, bite me.
Mr. Sleep, what is it?
Apnea.
Apnea. Apnea.
Well, yeah. And that's actually, it just came down where that's where officially that is what Carrie Fisher died of.
Right.
See
how important
it
is?
Came down.
Yeah, I mean, it's so
along
important.
Along with the drug abuse, because she had multiple drugs in her system, but...
those could have been drugs that were prescribed too.
Right. Sure. Yeah, because they didn't say what it was.
You know what the best drug is? Love.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
Everyone, we're going to break, and I can't wait. We're going to be talking with Haley Nutt and Brenton Phillips. They are the co-founders of the Tribal Cold Press Juices. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Oh.
call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles. Excuse me, there I go again. Lexi Brinkley and Mike McFarland. Dr. Mike McFarland. Maybe I need a sip of juice here, you guys. But yeah. Before I do, I am going to give a shout out to our sponsors because they bring this content to you, like Crazy Water. And you've actually got your Crazy Water with you this morning, Haley. And
Number four.
She didn't even know it was a sponsor of the show. Really good water. And you would know as you're making these healthy drinks for everyone, but Charlotte's Web, CW Hemp, some of the best hemp extract. I don't want to be too braggadocious, but I'm going to say that it probably is the top hemp extract out there in the market. And Dr. Kelly Ryder told us that last week when he was on the show well, that he tells his clients to use Charlotte's Web. And Squatty Potty, have you got one? If you don't, you need to get one because they're amazing. And proper elimination, what goes in must come out. And it must come out correctly just like it goes in correctly, right?
That's right.
Sounds fun. Squatty Potty sounds fun.
Yeah. If you
the
need
commercial's
to get one.
Great. With it's that unicorn?
I'm not kidding you, you guys. Have you seen it? It is a game changer. Yes, and the unicorn is funny. But no, Squatty Potties are truly amazing. This is not just me trying to push a product here. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, when my friend told me about it, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, I was like, I didn't even want to talk about it. Like, ooh, I don't want to talk about it, la, 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 la. You know, she's like, no, dude, these really work. You got to get one. And so I got one, and it was a total game changer for the whole family. So anyway, Squatty Potty, and of course, the ISSN, the International Society of Sports Nutrition, and one of my favorite sponsors is Sun Warrior because I love what they're doing. Again, they're in the raw, vegan, plant-based protein business as well, and the great company, just a great company. The founders, Jan and Denley Falk and Nick Stern, are the pioneers in the raw, vegan, plant-based protein powder business. That was their first product, and it was due to health. Their twins at 9 months old, I believe it was. They said they weren't going to live past 9 months or 9 years. Excuse me. They were really, really sick. They healed their children with food.
Wow.
Yeah, awesome. With a raw plant-based food, a diet. And so really, really great sponsors that we have. And I also want to tell everyone to download the free
iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. Go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device. And we are now podcasting in many different places like Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, SoundCloud, and TuneIn. Or you can go straight to our website at OneLifeRadio.com to subscribe to our newsletter as well. And so we're talking with Haley Nutt and Brenton Phillips today. They are the co-founders of Tribal Cold Press Juices. These are amazing. Okay, I've tried like several of them. The grapefruit one is probably one of my favorites.
The apple is unbelievable. It's like drinking an apple, a fresh apple.
I know.
It's
okay, so delicious. We're going to find out what they're doing. Dr. Mike McFarland, PhD, he's a local licensed psychologist in the state of Texas with a private practice here in Dallas. And so I want to know, you guys, how and why did you start this company? What was the catalyst? What was the spark?
Loaded question, Brent. You give the
backstory. You know, you're an entrepreneur. We work together. Used to host a radio show. Ironically.
Oh, I forgot about that. A sports radio show. That is so cool.
And so we worked together, and we really wanted to start a brand. And at the time, Haley had just started kind of her journey as being a nutritionist and raw food chef. And so she got me on this. Chris Carr?
21 Day Cleanse by Chris Carr.
Okay.
And it was basically the catalyst to our health journey.
Wow. Okay.
And so from that point in time, it was like, that's the vehicle. Like juice. We were living on the beach at the time. Like I would have our beet blend every day on the rocks. And so it became just this lifestyle. And we were just like, we want to take this to the masses somehow.
Well, and for people that really don't or can't eat they're supposed to, what is it, 12 servings a day? I think 12 half cup servings of fruits and vegetables a day. That's very hard for people to get. Some nutritionists would say, like Jill Lane, it's better to eat the actual, you know, vegetables, but a lot of people can't. They just can't. Mm-hmm. So this is really, you know, a nice alternative for the people that really don't or are on the run or just want to be hydrated along with the nutrient value as well.
Definitely. And I think, too, just being able to have that option for people, like you said, I don't have time to eat a salad every day.
Right.
So I love being able to grab our chi for our new Body Bar juice and being able to supplement that way.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I would agree, too. I would say, yes, if you can eat fruits and vegetables, eat it over drinking it, right? But I think that the thing with companies like us and you know, any juice bar in the area or around the country is – what we preach a lot in our company, which is authenticity and accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
So it's authentic in the fact that you know exactly what's in it. And,
you
know, and it's accessible. You can get it in a grocery store. You can put it in your gym bag, go to work out. And the key thing is making a lifestyle. You know, you mentioned the word lifestyle earlier. And replacing beverages that
are healthy.
Yeah, you're replacing your beverages that aren't healthy with the healthy ones.
Oh, right. Yeah, gotcha.
And that, too, is really something that we try to really just let everyone in our tribe know. Transparency, simplicity of there is so much information. It can get so overwhelming. And so we really are just trying to preach, you know, going back to the basics, really nourishing yourself. What is in it? Can you pronounce the ingredients? And so we're really, really all about transparency.
And you guys, are you organic?
We are certified organic.
Certified
yes,
organic.
Are.
That's what I thought. I'm not seeing it on the bottle, but
it's there.
There it is. Okay. And that's good though. You know, and it's so important to eat organic. And if people say, well, I can't afford to eat organic. Mm-hmm. Well, most of us waste so much food anyway. We eat bigger portions than we really should. Mm-hmm. Last night I prepared dinner, you know, and I had one thing of broccoli and I kind of wanted to go. I purposely got just two because my daughter and I both love it. And we tend to eat too much of it, if you can believe it. When I first steam it and I put some Parmesan Reggiano on top, and then my green beans with just lemon or butter. Mm. Simple stuff. You're a chef, so you know what I'm talking about. And it doesn't have to be complicated. Nutrition and health do not have to be complicated. And if you don't spend the money now, you're going to spend it later at the doctor because it is your medicine for your body and your brain. Dr. McFarland talked about it a little bit earlier, how important it is, the quality of what you eat as well and what you think. And what you think. You got to feed your brain and your body positive, good, healthy, everything. Okay, so tell me how did it start? Where did you guys begin on this journey to start this company?
So we were, we decided to open a cafe in Dallas. We were living in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida at the time, just juicing all the time. And And we decided to do this and run with it. We named it Tribal. Haley's got a lot of Native American roots. And then also,
oh, I like that.
Kind of the theme today of, you know, you're talking about the health food movement and just everything. You know, we kind of view life as everybody travels in tribes. You've got your One Life Radio tribe here. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've got your, you know, your workout people you go cycling with or whatever. And so we were like, okay, let's just do this play on words where it's a tribe. It's a community of people demanding, you know, transparency in their products.
Have you read the book Tribes by Seth Godin?
No, but I need to.
That's a great book.
That sounds awesome. and so that's kind of how it all kicked off. We wanted to open a cafe. We couldn't really find out where we wanted to be. Well, we wanted to be in Bishop Arts. It just wasn't really working out. And so with our entrepreneur mindset, we were like, forget it. We're just going to launch a distribution line. And so we just ran with this. That's kind of how it happened.
Yeah, well, we have no history whatsoever in distribution or consumer packaged goods in general. So it's definitely been an intense journey, but awesome.
Well, your packaging is awesome. It looks so impressive. Great design.
Thank you.
Well, and nothing great's ever accomplished easily. People think that, you know, you gotta put in the work. It's just with anything, whether it's playing the piano or, you know, singing, whatever it is, practice makes perfect. And so so let's talk about this little cafe that you're opening.
Yeah.
Can I touch on one more point before
we
do that? You had mentioned the eating healthy doesn't have to be complicated. And I think that that's part of what I see happening a lot, even with our juice, is people overcomplicate things and they want to shove it all in one box.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, if we're doing a demo at Royal Blue or a store, one of the first questions you get asked is this juice cleanse juice?
Yes. What does that mean?
You know, the whole juice cleanse fad. Yeah, like, what does it mean?
What does that mean?
Right. Well, it can be. It can also be something else. Life's not so black and white. And I feel like a lot of that leads to some of the image issues we were talking about earlier, of just this overcomplication where you have to identify with one thing or another.
Right, and you know what? So just that question that you were asked, we're hearing that people ask that question repeatedly, tells me that there's so much education that needs to be done about nutrition
and
for people.
And it's so overwhelming. It's
it
hard
is
to
so
get
overwhelming.
That education.
Mm-hmm. It really, really is. What were you going to say, Haley?
Well, I was just going to kind of piggyback off of you, Brent, but exactly, just breaking those boxes of the overcomplication. Mm-hmm. So hopefully as you mentioned, our cafe will help educate and introduce that and get past the labels and really, incentivize connection over wholesome and nourishment.
Mm-hmm. That's what Medici's doing too, the Medici brand. Yes. My niece, just a nephew, they just opened Medici in Katy, Texas. And again, if you want, get a free Neapolitan pizza, which is it's the best. That's really the best way to cook a pizza. You can email us at
onelifradio1@gmail.com,
and we'll send you one in the mail.
Where can I get these juices? They're so great.
Oh, great question. So we are sold at all of the central markets in the region.
Okay.
And actually statewide throughout Texas. Royal Blue Grocery Dallas is also a great spot.
Natural Grocers.
Oh. Newly Natural Grocers.
Natural Grocers is I was there last night.
And shout out to all like Cox Farms and tons of local stores around the area.
I've got my Natural Grocer Good For You thing right here because there was a little bite in here. I wanted to put out a little information to our listeners. What a great show. Thank you so much for being in studio with us. We'll have to have you come back right before the cafe opens, you guys.
Absolutely.
Dr. McFarland, always thank you so much. Always great having you here. Everyone, I hope you enjoyed the show. I know we always enjoy doing it for you. And you know what? It's important to be kind. Please be kind. You know why? Because you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.